Good evening.
Hello, good evening. I hope someone else is going to come in. I've been coughing and I may have to mute.
Understood. Hopefully you won't. Should
okay.
we wait, wait for somebody to come? Or should we start?
Let's go ahead and start.
Okay. And I believe we're in section 25 on Pasuk 238. Is that correct?
I think 237.
We did 237. When did we do 237?
I thought we finished 24. We were going to start the new one, 25, being it was Monday. But I don't think I missed.
You're right. No, you're right. You didn't miss.
Okay.
L'shem Yehud Kutcha Barishu Ishkinte Bit Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Himud L'yachta L'shem Yudhe Bavate V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Perenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Perenehu. Section 25, Pasuk 237. Umao ki tzedek melech shalem tzotziyo lechem v'yayin Rabbi Shimon patach v'yamar v'hi b'shalem suko v'gomer tachatze katzalek v'piruta d'kutcha Berichu lemivrei alma, apek chad shal chova, devotzina, bekardinuta, unsha, bizika, bizika, hashkat, biokidat, biapek, migoy sitre, behoma hatif, Bechabar, lon kechad uvara, beho alma. The translation. And Melchizedek, king of Shalem, brought forth bread and wine. Rabbi Shimon opened the discourse, saying, in Shalem also is set his tabernacle. Come and be see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, who is the secret of Bina, decided to create the world, which is the secret of Zerantin, that is called the world, He produced a flame from the holy illumination. As wind blew wind, the flame darkened and began to burn, and He took out from within an abyss a particular drop, which He joined with the flame. With them He created the world, which is Zerantin. My commentary, this pasuk, even with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, is esoteric. The spiritual world of Zerantin is created with fire and a particular drop. These words need to be defined. Here is my opinion. Fire is passion and emotions. It is also the left column and is revealed first. The particular drop is water, representing the right column. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, when it said, and He took out from within the abyss a particular drop, I thought maybe that was evil, negativity, left column, so that He would be creating freedom of choice. You know, He had both good and evil, right and left column. You saw it as right column, the drop.
The drop is the right column. That's correct.
Even coming from the abyss? That's what threw me into thinking it was, he was bringing in, and it said evil and good he created in order for us to have free choice.
The flame darkened and began to burn, and he took out from within an abyss a particular drop. So you're questioning whether the drop is coming from the abyss, which is what it says, but does the abyss...
I've always thought the abyss was negative, you know, down deep, darkness.
No, the abyss is separating between the mental and the Seth and Zerantin, the six Sephirot, the six ends.
Okay.
It's the separation between the brains and the body.
Okay.
And if we're, you know, when it talks about Malkutzedek, you're talking about the king of righteousness.
Right.
You're talking the king of Shalem, meaning the completion. You're not really dealing with negativity yet.
Okay.
We're in the world of Atzilut.
Oh, that makes a difference. Okay.
So it's clear now?
Yeah, it does. You all right, make it clear. Thank you.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
Well, I don't feel bad.
Okay, it's one of those. You just sound hoarse.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move to 238. Ahu shalvasalek beat atra bis bis mala wahu sif salek beat atar biyamina sal ko had behad ah lefu dukte das lesitra da vidas lesitra da vina het salik ut salik da het. The translation. He explains that the flame rose and was crowned by the left column of Bina. And the drop, which is the central column, rose and was crowned by the right column of Bina. Then they became intertwined, the right and the left, repeatedly exchanging places with each other. That which had descended now ascended, and that which had ascended then descended. With my commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. The last sentence needs to be understood. The answer is in the writings of Rabbi Isaac Luria's writings about Parasha Tzav. Questions, comments, thoughts?
The right and left exchanging places with each other. Is that the same as ascending and descending? Is that what it means?
They're similar, but not the same. They're similar.
Okay. And they're now talking with each other. They're communicating with each other, I guess is what I should say.
That's correct.
Okay.
In other words, Zerampin is created, but now it has to rise back into Bina to be gestated. And in the gestated, there's this conflict between the right and the left, where they're constantly struggling to become out first.
Sounds like Jacob and Esau, doesn't it?
Exactly. As I said in the first pasuk, it's a very esoteric section.
Yeah. But it does come out and say, drop his central column, so.
But what it's saying here, the drop is central column, but it rose and was crowned by the right column. But it's really within the frame of Bina. So it's the right column of the left.
Okay, would it be Chesed of Bina?
Yes.
Okay, it's getting clearer now. Yeah, I think we can go on, unless you see something else that...
No, we can go on. Other than, when you get a chance, take a look at the writings of Rabbi Isaac Luria from in the Parshat of Tzav.
And you'll see
how it, what descends, actually parts of it arise. But it's really very complicated, and it would be too long, even in this half hour, to explain it, because we'd have to read that parasha. We'd have to read the Ari's writings on the parasha of Tzav, because in there it talks about Yesod, all of the five Dasadim and the five Giborot come into Yesod, and three of the Giborot get sweetened, but two do not. But they elevate themselves back up, and in that elevation, they become sweet. And it's really confusing. But it becomes clearer by studying that section, that the writings of the Ari.
When a few weeks ago, when we had songs.
Yes, that's when we read it, and you'll find it in the recordings.
Okay, good.
Although I'm about five recordings behind already, so I have to catch up tonight. Pasuk 239. It katro da beda na fek mi de naihu. Ruach shalim kedain inun tirain citrin. It avidu chad beit yahev. Be naihu beit atru ad behad kedain ishtakach. Shalom, Leila Ushlam, Latata Vidarga, Ishkayam. The translation, both columns, the right and the left of Bina, combined, and a completed Ruach came forth. This refers to Zerampin, who is called Ruach, and emanate from the union of the two columns. Two sides emerged as one, and the Ruach itself was placed in the middle as the aspect of the central column. Hence, the result was three columns, and they were crowned by one another. That is, all three columns of Zerampin were crowned by one another. Then there was perfection above in Bina, and perfection below in Zerampin. The grade was established, and the grade of the Mochin of Zerampin was completed. my commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. To comprehend the central column requires one to contemplate this pasuk. It is recommended to use the pasuk as a repetitive word phrase. Some people will call this a mantra. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, to me it was saying the same thing as the verse before, it just being a little bit more deeper explanation, I guess you could say.
Well, it's not exactly the same as the verse before. In the verse before, it describes the creation of Zerantin. This verse is telling you what's happening when it has climbed back into the womb of Bina. Within Bina, the central column becomes crowned by the right column of Bina, but the central column cannot be crowned by the right column cannot really find its way into Bina. There is a right column of Bina, but it doesn't come down into Zerantin. It stays in Bina, and then when the central column of Bina is created, which is the previous verse, then that central column comes back into Bina, is crowned by the right column of Bina, and so it moves slightly over to the right, but it's still the central column. You're feeling it clear, or should I'm sensing we should hold up and probably come back to this?
Okay, sounds good.
I will see you soon. We'll talk. Tonight's class. I've developed it, but I haven't put it online yet. So I'm going to be doing that now. So you won't have time to review it before class.
Are you going to do the RE or are you going to do something else?
No, I'm going to do the RE.
Okay. Professor, is that it?
You have a good evening.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Thank you.